My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How about you?
I have Apple TV. I will watch the game as well. And I must say, Apple TV does a really nice job with those games.
Okay, that's good to hear. The thing of it is that televising pro sports, televising sports, it's not like an overly complicated formula. There are people who do it, and you get the camera crews and the equipment in place, and it all runs. You know, you use the same trucks and everything else, and many of the same people, and so it. You know, it's not like you have to reinvent the wheel, you know? So there are a lot of people who do nice jobs. So I've seen Apple TV on baseball. I think they do a nice job. One thing I've mentioned over time is that, like, the NFL continually goes and goes and goes. And now the NBA's got a new contract, and TNT has, I think it's today, to match an offer from Prime or NBC to match their financial package, and it's like $1.8 or $2.2 billion, depending on which one they want to match if they decide to do something, to retain rights. But a lot of different people are getting involved in this. And I've said, I think at some point, one of these sports is just going to oversaturate the market with its product, and people are either going to not bother to find out where it is, or they're going to not care. And they're not going to buy whatever it is you have to buy.
It's become such a pain to try to figure out where anything is at any given time. That's become the biggest thing that is. Like, I'm not going to stop people from making money, right? We know how this world works. We know how all of us operate as well. Money may not buy happiness, but boy, it sure can help. So
it's not a bad way to go.
Yeah. So, like, I kind of get it from that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, is it a pain when your entire life you would go, oh, the Kansas City Chiefs are on. They're home. That's the AFC game. That's on CBS. Click. Good. You know, oh, the SEC is on. Let's turn on CBS. Click. Good. Like, it was so easy where everything was kind of like you knew where it was. And now everything has become so scrambled. And everything has become sold off and bought off and all of that to gain the absolute last dollar that now we have to tell people, hey, the Guards tonight are on Apple TV Plus. They're not where you always go to find them. They're somewhere else. Well, and a chunk of you who are used to going to the same place all the time to find them now have to go to something you may not have. And it's the day after the All-Star game.
And may not care to go get it.
Right.
So, for instance, if you want to watch Major League Baseball, okay, and we think we got them all, We're not even sure.
Yeah, please let
maybe,
us know.
Maybe
if we're
we missed
one.
Some. If you want to watch Major League Baseball, oh, we did miss one, Dan. Here, I just forgot one that we missed. Here we go. If you want to watch Major League Baseball, you can see Major League Baseball on Fox, the big network, on FX, one of their side networks, on TBS, on the MLB network, on Apple TV, on Roku TV, on ESPN.
That's a good point, ESPN, yeah.
And on your local regional sports network, as long as they survive. So that's Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Might have missed one. If you want to watch the NBA last year, you can see them on the NBA on ABC, on ESPN, on TNT, on NBA TV, and on your regional network. If you and I don't think we missed any there, but you never know.
Yeah, if we do, please let us know.
If you want to watch the NFL, sit down. It's going to take a while. You can see the NFL on ABC. Well, they do Saturday games on ABC, right? When they get to the Saturday?
Yes.
I think some of those Saturday night games.
They put the playoff games on ABC for sure.
Right. You can watch the NFL on ABC, ESPN, CBS Network, NBC Network, Fox Network, Prime for the Thursday night package, on Netflix. That's coming up this year, correct?
Yep. The Christmas games are on Netflix.
The NFL Network, the London games in the mornings, on Peacock, where they plopped a playoff game last year.
And they're talking to doing another one.
And preseason games on your local television stations. So for the NFL, at least by our count, that's 10 different outlets televising the National Football League. Baseball has 8 different outlets televising their games. Next year, the NBA, not this coming season, but the one after that, will have more because NBC is now involved. So it'll be ABC, ESPN, NBC, NBA TV,
sure
your regional.
Put one of them on Peacock.
And either Prime, yeah, and some of those games are on Peacock.
Yep.
And then either Prime or TNT. TNT has an opportunity to match the offer. So in other words, man, this is all over the place. But one commissioner might be thinking along the same lines that I've been thinking about with all this.
So John Orantz from Puck News sat down. He's covered media and sports business media for a long time. He sat down with Rob Manfred, and he asked him this question.
And when we're doing this because the Guardians are on Apple TV tonight, so good luck if you don't have it.
As an Orioles fan, I've watched games this season on Roku, Apple TV+, ESPN, Fox, and Masson, which is their regional sports network. Is this a problem? Rob Manfred's response.
Commissioner of Major League Baseball, who Dan can't stand.
He should be playing golf over in England right now. I don't think we would be on as many platforms as we are right now if we were not experimenting and trying to find the best path forward in a really unstable media environment. Ideally, I would like to be on a smaller number of platforms to put our brands in a position where there's a go-to spot where you always know you can find your games. And if it isn't there, it's clearly referenced where it's available.
I'm sorry, is that Rob Manfred making perfect sense?
I agree with Rob Manfred, and I don't like it. I typically don't agree with Rob Manfred.
But on this one,
this makes 100% sense. This is what these networks need to do. Find 2 places. 3 places.
Four at the absolute most.
Where all of your games are, and just put them there. So then your fan base knows exactly where to go at any given point to watch your sport. That's it. This makes so much sense than taking your product and parsing it out to 9 different places to watch Major League Baseball. If you want to throw in the MLB app. Like, it's got to be close to 9 if I'm not there.
Well, we listed 8, and that didn't include apps.
Toss the MLB app in there, you're at 9.
Folks, what do you think of this? Did Rob Manfred make sense to you, a baseball consumer? 216-474-0092. Honestly, that makes perfect sense to me. And if I'm the NBA, and the NBA just got a huge rights deal, you know, they're coming through for not this coming season, but the one after that, with NBC jumping on board and Prime and perhaps TNT matching one of those packages, and NBC losing out or Prime losing out. I think the NBA has it pared down a little bit, but they're expanding, and the NFL is just nuts. I think the NFL is the one sport that can put its product anywhere. But folks, will you pay to watch these sports on all these different things? I mean, if you want to watch the NFL and watch perhaps every opportunity to see your team, you have to have access to ABC, ESPN, CBS, NBC, Fox, Prime, Netflix, the NFL Network, Peacock, and for preseason games, your local television station.
And by the way, this is just professional sports. If we tried to do college football in here,
goodness, forget that one.
We'd be out of paper. I'm pretty sure the Sun Belt signed a contract with Gas Station TV. Like, they're all on the map right now.
It's amazing. I think oversaturation is a problem that might be coming. I really do. And it appears that Rob Manfred might be in agreement. I love the idea of paring it down. And then, man, you could just hammer home those three or four outlets. And this is where you can find us. Boom, here we go. I think Manfred makes absolutely perfect sense here.
He does, and I wonder if it's heading toward a model that another professional sport has put forward. And I'll tell you which one that one is next and explain it.
216-474-0092, the number. Apple TV for your Guardians tonight against the Padres, folks, and that might be a problem if you're hoping to see the first game after the All-Star break.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This one made the All-Star team because he can hit.
Jerks and Profar, too, having a nice little comeback for the Padres.
Yep, that's coming up tonight. And if you don't have Apple TV, you are out of luck. You better have a ticket. And we're going over the saturation of pro sports on networks everywhere. And I understand revenue to some extent. I am no business major. I understand. Hey, strike while the iron's hot. Get as much money as you can. Television rights are the cash cow of pro sports. I get it. And in the last segment, we went over all the different places that you can see the big pro sports leagues that we deal with here in our town. And on Major League Baseball, just for example, you can watch Major League Baseball games on Fox, FX, TBS, MLB Network, Apple TV, tonight for the Guardians, Roku, your regional sports network, ESPN. And that doesn't include various apps. They're all over the place. I think at some point, oversaturation. Rob Manfred, Dan, read a quote about the commissioner of Major League Baseball saying, you know, it's and can I sum up his quote?
Yeah, sure.
We threw all this against the wall and we wanted to see what stuck. And whichever ones stick the most, he might be paring things down in the future and going three or four outlets and making sure you know where you can get your baseball on a nightly basis.
Which, thank the heavens.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It's a great idea. I mean, I am someone who is addicted to baseball. I can find all of these different things.
Yes, you are.
I know where to go find these different things, but it's obnoxious.
As a young man with no kids, you've got the disposable income to buy all of those little outlets.
And especially when I have loved ones going, hey, where's this game? I can't find it. And I have to explain it. Well, you know, it is a Thursday or it is a Tuesday night, which means the TBS has it. So you're going to have to find your TBS affiliate. Well, you know, it is a Friday. So now it's on Apple TV Plus. Like, it's just right. Obnoxious.
Right. It is.
And I just want to be able to go to like three places and have all of my loved ones be able to go to three places and go, here it is. Just watch it.
Because I think eventually it's being so convoluted. Sports fans might intentionally just go out of their way and say, okay, I'm going to buy this and this, and I'm not going to buy all the others because I'll just go do something else that night.
Right.
Because you can't really, I mean, it's tough to get them all.
Or I'm going to go to a friend's house, or I'm going to go to a bar, or I'm going to go somewhere else for something that I really want to watch. Like, it's part of the reason I'm fascinated what the Christmas numbers are going to look like for the NFL on Netflix.
Valid point.
Like,
yeah.
What is this going to look like? Because Netflix, of course, you know, yesterday they held their meetings and they said profits are up, subscribers are up. That's great. But you've taken the best part of your product, of the NFL, which is the fact that it's on over-the-air television that everybody can get if they have an antenna, whether they have cable or not.
And it's the key to the success of the National Football League. It always has been.
That, and it's once a week. You know, 4 hours once a week. That's your commitment.
Appointment watching.
Yep, appointment watching. Those are the two things that they've done. And they've gone, well, what if we took one of the things that made our sport succeed and flip it on its head by moving it all over the place to get more money? So I wonder, Jeff, if one league has had this figured out and if everybody else is going to head that direction.
Okay. Which league might that be?
So that league is the MLS.
Major League Soccer.
And a couple of years ago, they sold all of their regional networks to Apple TV Plus. And they've said, you have all of it. And what we're going to do is we're going to put a couple of games on Fox every so often. And I think CBS has a package as well, but don't hold me to that. But if you want to watch your team, it's Apple TV Plus. It's $100 for the season. You get everybody for $100. And you can go watch your team there. If, let's say, the Cleveland Guardians were to do that,
yeah,
where they said, here, let's take it to Amazon. $100. Here's the season. Everything is there.
Every Major League Baseball telecast?
Every Major League Baseball telecast right there for you. $100 for the season. We may put some on Fox over the air. Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. That's it.
That would sell like crazy.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I would do that. I would buy it. I don't buy anything right now other than my basic cable, and I have a smart TV, and I think because of that I get some other stuff that I wouldn't normally get. I would do that. I would buy it so that I could watch every Major League Baseball game.
Right. I wonder how many people would do that. And I wonder how many people would go, I don't need another streaming service. I don't want to give an extra dollar. I'm already paying for cable. I'm already paying for this. I wonder how many people would do it. I wonder if that fan base, and especially this fan base in Cleveland, that, let's be real honest, folks, thanks to 455, has been trained to go to the cable network and watch their games. The Guardians are always toward the top of the list when it comes to TV ratings for local cable, to watch the Guardians mm-hmm. games. And so I wonder how many of those people who have been trained for that long would go, all right, here's my $100 for everything. I have to go to this separate thing to do it, but it's three clicks and I'm done. I wonder how many people would do that.
That one makes sense to me. It does. And to get all MLB, I think that would be a good value. Something in that range. Now, if you start going $200, $300, $400, I don't think people would do that.
Right.
I don't think that would happen.
But the MLS is doing it. It's $100 for the season.
That's what MLS charges?
Mm-hmm. $100 for the season, and you get everybody. The only ones you don't get are the Fox games, and I think they have another cable package I can't think of right now. But that's the big one, is they'll put a couple on Fox.
I think that's really interesting. I wonder if the NFL would ever do anything like that. And I know they've done various things. They had the DirecTV stuff.
Mm-hmm. The Sunday Ticket, which is now on YouTube. That you can pay extra to get.
We miss that, yeah. That could happen. But right now, the only one to me that seems to me that, okay, they're making the cash and so far haven't oversaturated the market. This year will be a test case, I think, is the NFL. You know, that the NFL is on so many different things, and they're adding Peacock. They did that last year. Netflix. Hmm? You know, they added Prime with that Thursday night package and everything else. I wonder if that goes anywhere. And I would think that if they had a deal where you could find any game for $100 or whatever like that, I don't know if that would work. And I think that might be too little for the NFL to charge for that to be worth their while, because they're getting money from other places and all these other things. And people seem to be finding it
right
for the NFL. I don't know if Major League Baseball, if the NBA carries the same passion with the passing interest fan that the NFL does.
Right. I mean, I think they had close to 2 million people sign up for Peacock to watch that playoff game, which was their goal. And it was the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game. And that was their big goal. They wanted more people to sign up and all that. But let's face it, outside of if you're a fan of the Olympics, which is coming up, and a ton of that's going to be on Peacock.
Yeah.
A fan of the English Premier League, or a big fan of Office, Parks and Recreation, 30 Rock, those kind of shows, like Peacock is a very niche thing. Oh, and the WWE Network. I forgot that Peacock bought out the WWE and all their backlog of stuff. So if you are a big fan of, you know, Tuesday Night Titans, and you also really like Office reruns, then Peacock is for you. But they got 2 million people to sign up because they put that playoff game on there. And they put Notre Dame football on there. And so I wonder how much of that we see more and more of. And are you still going to get that amount of people to sign up? Or are you going to get more people who are just going to go, forget it.
Law and Order on Peacock too.
Yeah, I'll just listen to it on the radio. You know, I'll watch it online. This is ridiculous. I'll go to my buddy's house who has it.
Yeah, I think oversaturation still is a possibility. And I commend Rob Manfred's comment about it that, hey, we're going to see what worked. We're going to pare it down. Now let's see if they're able to do that, if they're able to pull it off, or if that was just hogwash on Rob Manfred's part. Bottom line, if you don't have access to TV, you're not going to see the first game out of the All-Star break for the Guardians tonight as they are on Apple TV and playing the San Diego Padres as they get ready for the final 41.4% of the season. Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Big story about Nick Chubb. Where, when, how, what's he doing? Mary Kay's next to talk all about it. They had the DirecTV stuff.
Mm-hmm. The Sunday Ticket, which is now on YouTube, that but you can pay extra to get.
We missed that, yeah. That could happen, but right now, the only one to me that seems to me that, okay, they're making the cash, and so far haven't oversaturated the market. This year will be a test case, I think, is the NFL. You know, that the NFL is on so many different things, and they're adding Peacock. They did that last year. Netflix. Hmm? You know, they added Prime with that Thursday night package and everything else. I wonder if that goes anywhere. And I would think that if they had a deal where you could find any game for $100 or whatever like that, I don't know if that would work. And I think that might be too little for the NFL to charge for that to be worth their while, because they're getting money from other places and all these other things, and people seem to be finding it
right
for the NFL. I don't know if Major League Baseball, if the NBA carries the same passion with the passing interest fan that the NFL does.
Right. I mean, they had close to 2 million people sign up for Peacock to watch that playoff game, which was their goal. And it was the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game. And that was their big goal. They wanted more people to sign up and all that. But let's face it, outside of if you're a fan of the Olympics, which is coming up, and a ton of that's going to be on Peacock,
yeah,
a fan of the English Premier League, or a big fan of Office, Parks and Recreation, 30 Rock, those kind of shows, like Peacock is a very niche thing. Oh, and the WWE Network. I forgot that Peacock bought out the WWE and all their backlog of stuff. So if you are a big fan of, you know, Tuesday Night Titans, and you also really like Office reruns, then Peacock is for you. But they got 2 million people to sign up because they put that playoff game on there, and they put Notre Dame football on there. And so I wonder how much of that we see more and more of. And are you still going to get that amount of people to sign up? Or are you going to get more people who are just going to go, forget it.
Law and Order on Peacock too.
Yeah, I'll just listen to it on the radio. You know, I'll watch it online. This is ridiculous. I'll go to my buddy's house who has it.
Yeah, I think oversaturation still is a possibility. And I commend Rob Manfred's comment about it that, hey, we're going to see what worked. We're going to pare it down. Now let's see if they're able to do that, if they're able to pull it off, or if that was just hogwash on Rob Manfred's part. Bottom line, if you don't have access to TV, you're not going to see the first game out of the All-Star break for the Guardians tonight as they are on Apple TV and playing the San Diego Padres as they get ready for the final 41.4% of the season. Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Big story about Nick Chubb. Where, when, how, what's he doing? Mary Kay's next to talk all about it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.